Tired of the algorithm-based music age we are in and looking for unique, boundary-pushing new sounds, join me, Luke, and oftentimes friends on The Grove every Tuesday at 3. We will listen to and discuss music from electronic to alternative. See you there.
Want to help a kitten in need? Check out local nonprofit Napanee Kitten Rescue, which is dedicated to the rescue, rehabilitation, and adoption of homeless kittens and cats. You can help by fostering, adopting, or donating to this great local charity. This kitten rescue helps furry friends from bottle baby kittens who lost their mothers to older cats who need to be socialized. Check out NapaneeCommunityKittenRescue.ca for more information.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Love for the lens, throw it to the kids. Your beam of light narrow, you shot me down like a sparrow. Arrow in my skull, right in my hole. So obedient, the rain picked up, and the idiot I am. I thought it meant that we were cleansed. I held no reservations. I saw no bad in you. Your string of words hollow. You shot me down like a swallow. Sorrow in my core got in my marrow. Love, love, give me something to rely on. Give me a life I can try. Your letter, nightingale flies, you're on my mind, but out of my sight. You're on my mind, but out of my sight. Yeah, you're on my mind, but out of my
Welcome back to the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Monday, 8 to 10 a.m., filling your morning with indie gems, fresh finds, whatever makes your coffee taste better. Yeah. What I just had playing was Leah Papa's Kemps with her new song Reservations. And then before that, it was Buttes with their song Heaviness. And then Summer Bruises and their song Space Twins. So we had three new Canadian back-to-back. Super exciting. Leah Papa's Kemps, I think, is an actress too, but I'm not entirely sure. I think I saw that when I was doing a little bit of research, is that she was also in Anne with an E, which is insane. I think it's because they film it in, like, Toronto area slash maybe Vancouver. So, it would make sense that she would be in it because that's very, like, that area of, you know, like, she's from Toronto. So, it would make sense. She's also my age, which is, like, low-key evil. I really despise artists that are, like, my age because I'm like, oh, so you're, like, being a singer and I'm at school. Like, that's not fair. It's like anything like that. When I see like influencers who are like, oh, I'm 21 and I'm living in, I don't know, LA and I have this crazy life. Not that I'm jealous, because like I like my life. I like it. But it is like, oh, what do you mean? I think Net Spend is younger than and is like this huge artist and like makes crazy music and whatever, and it's like you knew they know something that I don't, and I want to know what they know. That's what I think it is they know something that I don't know, and I want to know what they know. Like, I want to live a life, just a day in the life of like a 21-year-old influencer. I think that'd be really cool. Maybe it would change my perspective on them or something, but I don't know. I think it's crazy when there's like people making insane music that's like my age. I'm like, right, okay. So just be talented, I guess. Anyway, what I have up next is Scott Pilgrim by Plumtree. They're Canadian. My friend and I, just before the summer ended, her boyfriend's mom knew people playing a show at Sneaky D's. I can't remember their name. I'm terrible. But it was like the last week of summer, we went to Sneaky D's, and then we were like, we need to watch Scott Pilgrim because he goes to Sneaky D's in Scott Pilgrim. We watched the whole movie. Sneaky D's doesn't show up once. We're like, huh? That's strange. I start doing a little bit of research. So Sneaky D's was only in the comics and like in the animated theme song of the like Scott Pilgrim Takes on the World. And we were like, what? And so we watched the whole movie for Scott Pilgrim, being like, we're gonna see Sneaky D's. He plays at Sneaky D's, like they're at Sneaky D's. He was never at Sneaky D's. Like never, not once. It was so, so disappointing. And then we started doing research on like all the places that they went. And like half of them are gone. There was one, I can't remember what it's called. I think it's where he goes against Brie Larson's boyfriend in the movie. I can't remember the name of the venue. And it was like a real venue, and then it's closed now. It's like insane, important Toronto landmarks for like Scott Pilgrim fans are rapidly disappearing. Just like how the Velvet Underground is closing. Like, that's insane. I feel like that's like Toronto's staple. It's upsetting. Anyway, up next is Scott Pilgrim by Plumtree.
I'd like to for a thousand years. used to be one of the rotten ones, and I liked you for that. Used to be one of the rotten ones, and I liked you for that. Used to be one of the rotten ones, and I liked you for that. Now you're all gone, got your makeup on, and you're not coming back. Can't you come back? Used to be one of the rotten ones, and I liked you for that.
change her, you change her. You change your energy when we get home. Get what you need and then I'm all alone.
Welcome back to Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Monday morning at 8 to 10 a.m. And if you've heard this voice before, it's probably because you've listened to my show, I'll Try Anything Once, Wednesdays at 4 p.m., both broadcasting from the best CFRC 101.9. What I just had playing was Daniel Caesar, Call on Me, and then I did do a little bit of an on-the-nose kind of moment. Sorry, guys, I had to. I played Plum Tree by Scott Pilgrim, followed by Broken Social Scene, Anthems for a 17-Year-Old Girl, which, if you haven't seen the movie, it's in the movie, and so I had to do it. Broken Social Scene, I love. I got flamed by my friend when I went and saw Boy Genius because this was before I was educated in the Canadian indie music scene. I want to preface, I grew up in Calgary, so I didn't listen to like Indie 88 from Toronto. I wasn't like locked in on that, so I wasn't aware of who Broken Social Scene was. They opened for Boy Genius, and I was saying, oh, we can go get merch during Broken Social Scene because they're kind of irrelevant. Keep in mind, I didn't know who they were. I had never heard of them before, which, like, I was too old to not have ever heard of them before, but I didn't know who they were. So I was like, oh, they're, like, I don't know who they are. I'll get merch during them. And then my friend is like, what do you mean they're irrelevant? Like, they're not. Like, they're Broken Social Scene. Like, did you not listen to Indie 88? And I was like, no. Like, I grew up in Calgary. I was not listening to Indie 88. I've obviously, my parents have educated me in the ways of music. And we didn't have the radio on very often. I think it was a lot of CDs and stuff like that. But no, I did not listen to Indie 88. So to me, Broken Social Scene were like, who the heck is Broken Social Scene? I didn't know. And so I got completely flamed by one of my closest friends at the time because I didn't know who Broken Social Scene was. It was depressing, heartbreaking even. But they were great when they opened for Void Genius, I guess, like, 2 years ago? Three? Pushing three? It'll be three in the summer, I think. Which is like, ew, that's so scary. The heck? Like, oh my god, ew, ew, ew. I was in first year when that album came out, and now I'm in fourth year. Like, what? Time flies. It's disgusting. And then I already mentioned, but I did have Call on Me by Daniel Caesar. This is a new release from him. I can't remember the name of the album. I'm just going to pull up my notes. But like, don't laugh at me because I didn't know Broken Social Scene, guys. I'm sorry. It was a dark, dark time. It was literally just a single. It's literally just a single that came out on August 22nd. So there was no album, and I lied. But it is a new release from Daniel Caesar, which is super exciting. So hopefully there is an album coming. I'm not really locked in with him, so I'm like sort of it's not like, I'd say there's certain artists where it's like, oh, I'm so locked in and I know like everything about them. I know the releases, I know dates, I know when they're going on tour. And then there's artists that I'm like, yeah, I listen to you, but I'm not locked in, if that makes sense. I hope it does. Otherwise, I'm just like spewing Gen Z locked in type terms, which is probably a lot because I hate to say it, I am kind of like Gen Z chronically online type, so I know all the memes, I know 6ix7ine, I know all of that stuff, which is absolutely terrible and horrifying. But when you work with kids all summer, you kind of like learn, and also when you're on your phone all the time, like myself, you know, and you learn. Anyway, what I have up next is Skull Crusher with, it's a new release called Dragon. This is another single. I think she's releasing a new album soon. I just discovered that her name is Helen. Like her actual name is Helen, which is like insane to me, because what do you mean your name's Helen and then your artist name is Skull Crusher? That's wild. And then after that, I have Petals by Mark William Lewis. So I hope you guys enjoy.
pencils in my lap.
Welcome back to the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. If you are just tuning in, I'm the host, Kate. I'm here every Monday morning, 8 to 10 a.m. And you're probably wondering, where have I heard this beautiful voice before? Where is this coming from? I also have a show Wednesdays at 4 p.m. called I'll Try Anything Once, which you should definitely and totally tune into if you want to find new music and be super, super cool, because everyone cool listens to I'll Try Anything Once. What I just had playing was Petals by Mark William Lewis, and then before it was Dragon by Skull Crusher. What I have up next is The Field by Blood Orange, and I think it's featuring Caroline Polachuk. I think there's one more on it. Tame Impala? No. Tariq Al-Sabir and Caroline Polachuk are featured on it. I don't know why I said Tame Impala. Something came over me. Oh, and also the Durity Collective, which I absolutely adore. I discovered them from this podcast I used to listen to. I don't really listen to them anymore because the hosts have low-key been canceled. But I found the Durity Collective from what's it called? Emergency Intercom. And then I think they also played it on The Bear, one of their songs on The Bear, which, again, like, that's a fire soundtrack on that show. I think they kill it with the music every single time. Like, it's stacked. And then what I have after Blood Orange is Real Life by Acopia. They're from Melbourne. So maybe you need to say it with a like an accent and it would be sound better, and maybe I should have looked up how to say it, but I didn't. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoy this couple songs.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Monday morning indie wake-up call. If you are just tuning in, we are honestly closing off what I have three songs left. So the first one is Estero with Lounge. I love her. I kind of wish I don't think she still makes music because it's very nut. Yeah, her last release was 2005, so or 2012. So I feel like it's gonna be a long time till we get some music. Maybe I'm gonna be eating my words in like a month, and then Estero's gonna like release music, and I'm gonna be like freaking out, and you guys will be like, oh, she was wrong. And then after that, it's Mysterious Girl by Nagi Jemmy, and then Outbound by After. If you've listened to my show, I'll Try Anything Once, Wednesday at 4 p.m., go check it out. You'll know that I absolutely adore After. I think they're doing such a good job at, like, I don't want to say copying, because it's not copying. Simulating the feeling of the early 2000s, Frutigo Arrow type look and feel. You can't really say Frutigo Arrow music because that was never a thing, but it's that, like, design, trend where everything was sort of like glassy visuals and like nature, and it was always like the Frutiger typeface, and it was very like the Windows sort of aesthetic with like fish coming out of a computer screen and like the earth being glass and seagulls flying, and then there's also the ocean. I feel like that's very much the design style that their music is emphasizing. I can't think of the right word to like say, but if you've listened to my other show, which you should listen to, Wednesdays at 4 p.m., you'll know that I absolutely love After, and I think I've played like every single one of their new releases, depending on when they come out. My favorite is 300 Dreams, but Outbound, which is their new single, which came out on the 29th of August, is also fantastic. So is Deep Diving. I highly recommend checking them out. I think they're from Sweden, so it's very that like Swedish trip hop type stuff. Anyway, that's all for me. I'll be back next Monday. Talk to y'all later.
ordinary Monday. You don't know what to do.